Blog Talk Radio.
You, y'all, bear with me one second, bear with me. Trying to get everything situated here. Let me see him. I'm trying to work it for my cell phone, fellas, again, as usual, make the shot working. Here you do the damn thing. It's got to play some music or something for a minute. Get the phone, let me damn do it. Jane, I see you on here. I don't know whatever's going on. Let me see. Trying to get the phone situated, y'all. The music thing ain't playing. There we go. It ain't working. All right, give me 1 second. Let me get DJ on here. And we will be rocking and rolling. Let me see. Is it on that beam? Mozilla. Hell no. Hell, I hate doing for a damn show. I mean, for the cell phone. Trying to see how I can damn. It's on me. Mesh and call. We ain't calling nobody yet. Y'all bear with me. I'm coming. I know y'all hear me, but something going on this doggone thing. I'm doing it for myself on tonight, fellas. I may work. Y'all with me. 1 minute.
You ain't going to shit, nigga. You ain't going to do shit. You ain't going to shit. You ain't going to do it. You ain't going to shit.
I wasn't trying it, fellas. Give me 1 second. I'm going to try to find something to pay while I get out going. But yeah, they got all kind of shit on them neck. Y'all bear with me 1 minute. Let me get it going. I'm on my cell phone tonight. Sorry about that, but I'm at work. Well, that part about going doing this with your cell phone, I guess. I'm trying to figure out how to do it with the open up the mics and things, but it ain't gonna let me do it. Let me see if I can get DJ on and we'll go from there, fellas. Put you in on my cell phone with me because something going on with the doggone, the fuck wrong with the damn thing. When I can't never get it to do right.
All right, let me clear my other line.
Okay.
Well, I'll just call you right back.
All right. That'll work. All right. shit. DJ called me. I thought he was going to meet me up again.
Hello.
You call me back that quick. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, well, one second, let me see something, DJ. Trying to do the damn thing. Yeah, we straight. Let me go back to the board. You know, there ain't no computer weird in this damn thing. They be acting so doggone foolish. What the buzz is in the street now?
Huh?
What the buzz is in the street? Ain't no real good whip.
Huh?
I said, what the buzz is in the street. Oh, okay. All right, dude, we again, we lying out here. I don't know. Look like it is. Yeah. All right. It won't let
it's
me
hard, It's hard to do it, though. I know it's good if people don't want to say something to you, champ.
Say what now?
I said, I'm sure there's a lot of people want to say something to you.
And yeah. I figure there's a lot of them want to say something to me about me and every damn thing here. It's just a simple fact that, you know, it is what it is. You know? It was a good thing going on down there. Yeah. What's going on there? Hold on 1 second, DJ. I don't know it. All right. I hate to goddamn be at shop by myself like this at nighttime. I had to come out the office door, come out the park across the street. I'm like, hey, what's up, man? Let me get my pistol out the car. Yeah. All right, DJ, I'm back. Yeah, we had a nighttime down there, man. Yeah, I'll take that. Yeah, we had a nighttime down there. It was a good show and everything. And, it was a good show, DJ. We could have been there. Help me celebrate. Help me goddamn kick ass. Help me talk shit. Help me do every motherfucking thing. We had a wonderful, wonderful time down there. Damn sure did.
Well, tell that everybody want to know. How did it, you know, they, you know, it's been a lot of controversy about you and me, but I think most, I think someone had a hard on maybe for you a little more than they had for me. There was an award you got one particular year. They felt like they deserved it instead of you.
Yeah, I kind of remember that. I didn't deserve the award because they said they won more races than me. But the thing wasn't about who won the more races. It was about who won the most.
No. He didn't win the more races. He won more. He won in shootout.
Yeah, he won more shootout than I did.
That's the difference. He ran in shootouts and both of them were in one area. So that's, you know. That's why I think that this past year, so he tried to do a little more traveling for that reason. But
yeah.
At the end of the year, the last year of the race, we did tell him one, me or you were going to get him before the end of the year. And guess what? We told the truth.
You know, I sure did tell him that. I'm called back. I did tell him I'm going to wait for the end of the year, and I'm going to fuck him up. I'm called back. I'm glad you remember that, homeboy. God damn. Hey, we just, I forgot to tell real tree. I'm going to run for the end of the year, and I was going to fuck him up, and I did, and I fucked him up, too. He can't stand it. He's sick.
Tell us what led up. Tell us how it all happened in the state, so everybody get a blow-by-blow.
Well, really, we went down there to run a coup performance. You know, we asked them 3 times Friday, 5 times Saturday. They didn't want to go. They kept telling me, not yet. Not yet. Okay, not a problem. So I turned around there and I said, y'all, we might as well go ahead and make a shakedown. See what we can do. We ain't did anything yet. We know what our car do. We gotta make all them goddamn shakedown. So I turned around there and down in the staging lane, Real Tree saw me. Tony Wright saw me. They spotted me. They like, you know how buzzards do? When they see a piece of dead meat, they be swooping down to it. I guess they thought it was a piece of dead meat because they swooped down to me. Hey, we had the same play at the same time. What you want to do? I don't know, man. No. Remember right now? Oh, you scared. You this and you that.
They said you were scared now. That's what they tried to say.
Yeah. I said, y'all got the 28s on it? Yeah, we got 28s on it. I looked at the cover. I said, man, there's some pro radio 29. I ain't never really looked at Realtree Club. That's my very first time ever in life. I mean, you got a fine glass body. I didn't know that.
We ain't crying about it.
But it kept on. Man, they trying to get me to rent somebody else. No, we're going to make a seat now. You scared of him. You know how Johnny act. He acting a real donkey with him. I said, give me the hit. We'll try y'all now, straight out the trailer. We ain't doing that. You come back, they left. Come back. I tell you what, we need a back tie. T-Man said, lock that in. They went over to talk. They said, how much I want to do it for? I said, no matter, whatever, you know. They went and talked again, had a little knee. They did it for $1,000. I said, all right, we'll do it for $1,000. You know, that coach, we can just make a shakedown anyway. And yeah, that goddamn black guy. So murder, she wrote me. Goddamn. Boy, that joke can't take no long. Not to me anyway. I gave him talk shit to me throughout the year, and I fucked around and got away. Boy, that joke cried, talked shit, went to every trailer out there on the lot, and asked, would they run butt naked? And you take a runner butt naked and this and that. He tried to get everybody. He did that. Tried to get everybody out there to run.
Wait. He tried to put somebody else to get on him?
Yeah. Somebody with a black Mustang. Man, he did that shit there, homie. He did that. I swear to God, he did that. He did that. Because he can, you know. I told him, I said, let me tell you something. Y'all elected. We had a mistake with the damn, for the one that run a race pack. And run a damn gauge on their goddamn not the bottle, along with their ray paint. You probably don't know what I'm talking about. The natural bottle gauge say one thing, and the ray paint gauge say another. We ain't never used the ray paint gauge for the mattress, never. But that particular day, that we decided to use it. So we put the bottle pressure down according to the ray paint. And it said, like we said, we're going to make the trip. So we're going to drop it down real low, 800. You went 950. We're going to drop it down to 800. We dropped down to 800 on the ray pack, but we didn't look over it on the mattress bottle. We were going by the ray pack. We never did that before. Man, that song going to drop down there. He got his light, curved through the motor. Sound good. Said, let go. See, that sounded like a pig, DJ. That sounds like, bah. It bogged, like it was bogging down, like it was crawling in mud. Like, what the fuck wrong with that car? But when the kid started, when the timer started coming on clicking, the bitch started going. And boy, let me tell you, when it got on that turn and the motor kits come on, she rolled in. But we fucked them up pretty bad. We got around that check, though. The problem was the bottle gauges were 6 to 8 pounds different than the damn dance. We thought we were leaving on goddamn 800. We were leaving on 732 pounds of goddamn match. Bottle pressure. 732. But that was our problem. But, you know, if not, we should have been. Yep. You know, it wouldn't be so bad. It just they got talked so much shit about me having that belt, so much about me winning, so much about this. I'm not this. I'm not that. I ain't going to do it. That old saying, like the mofo say, be careful what you ask for, goddamn. You just might get it. I'd be goddamn about to lay my dick all across and back and chin in and eye and everything else. I bet you won't go with my dick on his breath. See, we fucked him up bad, boy. Real bad. You know what? There was some people standing out there saw how real you really were acting. They said, is that what he said? That man is a sore loser. He don't know how to lose. He said, what is it with him? Because they saw how he kept acting and kept coming at me after he lost the race. That man was literally at me, man. Then I said, hey, man. Where my shirt at? I told you when I win, I want that shirt so I can wipe my rims off with it. You ain't getting my fucking shirt, dude. You ain't getting my fucking shirt. I'm like, God damn. That what the bat was.
He act like that, man.
Man, that's how I'm going to act my ass out there. And one dude, he finally got tired of it. He said, that guy's a sore loser. So did. He sure did.
Now, Real T, now you ain't gonna be acting like that now, Real T. Now, what's the problem, buddy?
Shit. The problem is, old nigga Roller got away from him. That's the problem. And for the ones that want to say something, tonight I'm on my cell phone, using the cell phone instead of that, my computer at home. So, therefore, if you want to talk, we can't see you on the mic. We can hear you. I mean, y'all can hear, but we can't see y'all. I can see the number, but I can't see your hands up. So, with that being said, if y'all want to say something, try to call me on my private line, on my own personal line, if you want to, that's not a problem. So, you're the DJ line, if y'all want to get your hands up and say something. And, I ain't a problem.
They can call you, but, nigga.
I'm going to give him a number. Number 706-773-0599. 773-0599. And Eric Cole going to be filling up.
We don't want to be like, well, you know, we just let nigga just talking, and can't nobody say nothing back to him.
So, yeah, we ain't doing that now. We're talking and can't nobody say nothing back. I cannot. I repeat. I'm on my cell phone because I'm still working, trying to get a couple of calls out of him. You know, I'm sitting here doing king shit while I go get my toenail clipped by. You know, I had a toenail company to come over and clip my toenail, give me a manicure. You know, I do king shit now, so I whoop real tree. I am a king. I am a champion. You hear that, boy? I told you a long time ago, I am a real champ. You are who we thought you are. Wait, let me rephrase that. You are who we thought you were. Nobody. God damn it. That song of it was on me hard. Y'all, my fans and all the fans, y'all, the listeners, y'all know what Real Three was on me. Talking that shit, what he gonna do to me when he get there at the track. And let me tell you, DJ, I'm gonna tell you about Tony Wright. I got down there to get my car. I got down there, T-Man outside the car standing at Tony Wright's car. Oh, man, why Tony Wright at the car? He in there sweating like a son, but don't slid down in the seat. I didn't know he still had a seatbelt on. I'm talking shit to him through the one eye, open the door up. I reached in there. You know how you give it a fight to somebody? And you reach in there, you grab him by the collar, and you hit the chest, and you grab him, you just hit him like that, you grab the collar, and snatch him. I reached in there, did like that, snatched. I didn't know he still had a seatbelt, buck. I just snatched the seatbelt and him both out the car. I like, get your motherfucking ass out of this car. Then I tell you, I'm going to get your black ass, motherfucker. He just did him a smile. I said, but gold teeth. He smiled like hell. He said, I don't even want to get out this motherfucker. Y'all don't fuck me up. That somebody was sick, boy. You hear me? He was sick.
See, that's how you supposed to kick it here.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But, you know.
A sick one, man.
Yeah, he took it good.
Anything can happen, man. It is what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Let's run it back right now. Let me tell you something. I ain't finna run nothing there because I got to run some more grid racing. I'm not fucking with y'all. I got another dude's hell ringing right now. My God, I tell you, he's just gonna knock the socks off. I don't give a fuck about that. I got my other shit in line. Let it do what it do. I ain't seen that damn Mustang. I'll run him, it ain't no problem. I'll run it. But I know it's the other motherfucker watching and peeping and licking. If I win that motherfucker, they ain't gonna go. With they still didn't go. Yeah, yeah. Motherfucker talk that shit, that big boy shit till you get in that goddamn bean.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Y'all
there,
the good.
There you have it, folks. The champ has spoken.
Yeah, yeah.
The lethal weapon killer.
You remember when I told Tony Wright? When I ran Tony Wright and he beat me over there? Did I lay my dick on your back? I knocked that motherfucker back on my back. Now I'm back on Davis. You motherfucker. I am who I say I am. I'm going to do what I say I'm going to do. Now, wipe me spaz on y'all, motherfucker. And I did it to the ass. I done told him. Yeah, yeah. I done told him. Hey, Mr. Charlie Sutton got down the house. I'm going to get fined for this. I don't give a fuck. Mr. Charlie Sutton, that house nigga got down the fuck with a field, nigga. And goddamn, he got fucked up.
Oh, my goodness. Don't do that. Oh, Lord. I'm finding you right now, but Nick.
Hey, we had a good time, though, DG. We had a wonderful time. Man, over the who's who. Only thing I didn't like about that race, they couldn't control the crowd, or they did not control the crowd, spectators, on that damn starting line.
Your starting line. They've been talking about that, and the thing is, you know, they're going to have to start putting their foot down. I know people like to be around there at the starting line. I was talking to somebody, and I was saying I just hate to see somebody really get hurt because
exactly.
It's inevitable.
It's going to happen. Just a matter of time.
But, I mean, just like I was telling somebody, the crazy thing is, even though I know how bad it is, I know even when I go to the track, I know that's where I like to be myself. But, you know, you got to know, you know, I got enough sense to know kind of where to kind of stand when it comes to the car, you know, which a lot of people don't.
They just see
other people up there, you know. So,
well, I hate that shit. You know, that people had to sit here. Some people trying to stay in 5 and 6 hours just to get a hit in their car, because after every car, we got maybe to wait 5, 7, 8 minutes to get the damn fans out the way, standing out there on the damn track. They stepping in shit with the shoe, putting it on the track, dropping beer, dropping liquor, dropping water, dropping juice, dropping whatever the fuck they can drop on the goddamn track. They motherfucking ass out the way.
Yeah.
I don't understand that shit, man. That shit crazy. You know what? I hate to say this, but it is what it is. If the track with the lockup, 2 or 3 of them motherfuckers on the career, let the rest don't see that they ain't playing the radio, they'll get the fuck back out the way.
Yeah, they're going to have to do something. Something's going to have to give. I'm sure it's going to be some things going to go into place this year that's going to have to change that.
I mean, man, anything can happen. My tuna, he got down, he like to fall down. I mean, he tripped over somebody bagging up, trying to see the car. He tripped up, and the man caught him. Okay, he lost it. He was literally going back up and couldn't catch himself. Okay, he bagged up. You know, this shit crazy, man. This shit is really crazy. Dangerous and it crazy. You need to stop that shit, man. Get your ass on the tire. What the hell are them bleachers for? Can't go down on the basketball court, stay on the damn court, but the man shoot the basketball. Get your hand back out the way. So you can go home and see your children and your wife tonight. That's what they need to do. Or something happened to you, you ain't going home. You going to the ER or somewhere worse. You got to be up close and personal with that shit. Yeah, yeah. But DJ,
you know,
I feel pretty good right about now. I had to shine and laugh and get my little kicks in because, you know, I've been talked about by that man. I've been laughed at by that man. Not only that man, that whole crew, that whole South Carolina part over there, damn near. They thought I was a joke and a fluke. So I came over there and I ran Candy Crush and did him in a while back, you know. And then they started giving me a little respect. Then I started winning the motor races and doing this, this, and that. Then when it came out, when I got them built, he did that. Yeah, it was a big controversy. Everybody remember that shit. But I finally got that motherfucker. I got your bad ass. So be it. I don't know how many more times I'm gonna get you, or you get me. But this past weekend, I got you. That one for the record books right there. Oh yeah. So if we ever get old and make it to the mission home, and we be on the same floor, we can roll our wheelchairs out and talk about that shit. You hear me, DJ? We can roll our chairs out. Sit in the sun. That nigga, you remember back in the day when you put that goddamn real tree? We gonna be old and no teeth in our mouth. Hell yeah, I done that shit. Hitting that black ass on it, right? That shit funny here to me, boy. Funny here. Oh, yeah. Like I said, if y'all want to talk now, you got to call me on my cell phone. I can't. Y'all going to get
me. Give my number again.
706-773-0599. We can talk about anything. I can click y'all in like that. But for me just, you know, not looking at y'all and send y'all on this board. It ain't that. I'm on my cell phone. It won't let me do it. Somebody said something about an app, file, or flash or something. I got to add. I don't know how to do that shit. So y'all get ready. I see a 708-224. Wait a minute, I ain't going to call the whole number out. 708-6369. You got to call me on my cell phone. 708-6369. I see your hand up. You don't want to hand up. My number 706-773-0599. Whoop a motherfucker. That's what it stands for. Whoop a motherfucker. DJ, he was your uncle there. I tried to meet him after all these years. Took 3 years for me to finally meet him and talk to him. Me, Uncle Larry, and a lot of other motherfuckers down there. I miss men I ain't never seen before. We talk, man. It's just like we, I bet T-Man and all them said, where in the hell that motherfucker hit? I'm up there in the trailer talking to some old men. Old men give you some wisdom, boy. They talk to you and they talk some good shit. I was up there. Before I knew it, I looked at the clock. I had been up there an hour and 40 minutes sitting in a little Tony trailer talking to three old men. With nobody in trouble, but us folk. We talking and talking and talking. Talking about life, talking about family, talking about cars, talking about children. You know, we just talking. I enjoyed that talk. I took something from it, too. I think one of them was 77. I forgot how old the other one was. But we had a good time. I got a Cadillac Joe beeping on my phone. Let me get him in. Yo, you lie, Kelly. You lie. What's going on, homie?
Hey, what's going on, big butt naked, man?
I don't know it.
Boy, man, I'm going to tell you, boy, you just showed your thing and lang yang. Hey, DJ, you better get right, boy. Your boy showed out. You supposed to have been right there. You the right hand. Boy, that man came out that legal weapon. I seen it firsthand. He shook him down and put that thing in his nose and came out his ears, boy. He drug him down through there. Hey, he's talking about butt naked. Man, butt naked coming off the trailer. He's stupid. He shouldn't do it. Butt naked say, I'm going to show you, son, guns, what I'm about. Hey, that Mustang went down there and said, Sally, give me some. Give me some, girl. He got down, boy. He got down. If y'all didn't come, if y'all didn't come, y'all missed out, boy. We had a good time, boy. We had
Yeah, man. Yeah, I forgot that part, DJ. I came straight off the trailer.
He came straight off the trailer, man.
That was tough. He told me he came straight off the trailer, laid his dick on a real tree back. I said, God damn.
Yeah, he put it on there. He put it and left him some change. Left some change, baby. Hey, they say they do a little something strange for some change, baby.
Oh yeah. It was something strange for some change. Damn sure was.
It was some good race.
I appreciate you helping me out down there, man. I know you know we're doing your thing, trying to get some videos and some pictures and going on, but appreciate you helping me with the car, helping me push that motherfucker, but my thighs and calves so like hell today. Pushing that motherfucker.
Hey, I ain't gonna tell him what I told you, butt naked. Hey, DJ, you better watch butt naked. He's a little strong. That's all I'm gonna say.
Tell him, give me head out of there. Man, I put that whole damn crazy goddamn, but they put that motherfucker by yourself. What a crew it. I see. They somewhere around here. I'm pushing that motherfucker by myself. The whole goddamn car.
Hey, DJ. Man, but nigga finna run into my man that has some Shirley Maldonis on, boy. The Willy Bar's almost longer than him. But nigga finna run over. I like, take it easy. Take your fang out, but nigga. Take it easy. But nigga was fired. Are you ready to go?
Yeah, they have been talking that shit back there in that stage lane. I can't take that shit too tough. Not like that. Especially when motherfuckers been talking all year for 3 years. I'm gonna do your ass. Get you just right.
Good time, man. DJ, you better come on, DJ. I got to see you now. What's the date? What time we going to unwrap it? 16 what?
Maybe DJ done clicked over or something. He's doing something.
Yeah.
He's doing something right now. Doing what he's doing. But tell that man, I enjoyed that. Other than, like I said, I was telling him earlier about them damn spectators, you know, on that goddamn starting line. They got to do something with that shit. Quick change in the earth.
Hey, it's one thing I say about that track. They kept those spectators in order. They had to keep doing it, but they kept them in order. They shut the track down. But, man, I was up there, but, man, I had to get behind them barriers, man. Then them cars got them sad pipes coming out the fenders and all. Like, man, I tried to stay out their way. Anything could come out of there, man.
You better believe it. You better goddamn believe it. That's why I'm trying to tell them to stay the hell back, man. Get back. Get your ass back. Get in them bleachers. I can see better in the bleachers than I can down there standing beside the car.
Yes, sir. Then what got me, when the guys doing the burnout, man, it's like them people don't want to get out the way.
Right, the car ain't going to hit them. If somebody break on that car and shoot that car one way, somebody's going to be a dead ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Thank the Lord. The Lord blessed us, though, man.
Oh, yeah.
Have fun and do what we do. And he gave us mercy and grace over the highways and the byways and over the flights up in the air. Because I'm going to tell you, man, I had a great time. They couldn't keep up with me, but, hey, I had the truck parked, and it was safe, and I was gone. They looking for me. They blowing my phones up. They was blowing my phone up, man. I left the phone in the car, so I don't have no problem cut the earpiece off. Man, I had to give him a script. Man, I ain't know. Hey, I played the nut on him. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good time, man. I enjoyed you, man. Old Uncle Larry, he was down there fellowshipping.
I thought he drove down there by himself. I said, you drove down by yourself? You just got out of the office? No, I didn't drive over myself, but nigga don't know. I'm going to get on his ass, boy. I'm going to get him right. You know better than that shit.
That man there's a driving, you know what, man. He's just an old schooler, man. He can't do nothing. He got to do it, man. That's just in him, man. Uncle Larry ain't going to stop riding. Hey, butt naked, this is what Uncle Larry like to do. He like to sit back. Yeah, I did that. I can do this. That's all I do. That's what I do.
Yeah, all right.
I know he listens, talking about this is what I do. Nah, for you, Uncle.
You know, it took me 3 years to find and meet him, Cadillac Joe. 3 whole god doggone years before I finally met him in person. Yeah. I just, that day when you were standing, he said, here you go, right here.
Yeah, you was on the golf cart. You was riding with Dre.
Yep.
I said, man, they ain't go right there.
Let me get on the. Yeah, I've seen old Dre down. I've seen a lot of folks, boy. And then a lot of folks I did not know. I didn't know their name. I ain't never met them. I seen some on faces, really, but I politic with a lot of cats, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I forgot half of them name now, but let me tell you something. Everybody treats you with respect. They treat you with joy. They were glad to see you, glad you had your car there, and they're just glad to see you. You know what I'm saying? I talked to a lot of people, man. A lot of people. You know, a lot of people are like, they ain't got time for you. You can give a man 3, 4, 5 minutes of your time standing there and talk to him. You know, a lot of people don't like to do that, but shit, I took time to talk to everybody, especially my old men. You know, I like to talk to old people. Old people got a lot of wisdom and knowledge.
Wisdom, bro. Hey, Mr. Fellowship. Hey, Mr. Fellowship himself, he got a lot of wisdom, man.
He got a lot of wisdom.
Learn a lot, bro. You can learn a lot if you got time to listen.
You're right. You're 100% right about that. Like I told DJ, I saw that little Tony trailer, but goddamn, about an hour and a half, 45 minutes, something like that. Talking to some old men, they ain't know. But we got to know each other. Believe that shit. Then I got ready to go, I said, well, let me go ahead and get ready. I said, who you got ready today? I got to ready y'all. What? You ready to go?
That's all.
Let me tell you something. My car fucking up. I told Lil Tony, I said, man, something going on with my goddamn fuel pump. He said, what kind you got? I told him, I got one brand new. Go ahead and get it. His crew chief gave it to me, went down there, and that ain't what it was. Brought it back. Now, something going on with this motherfucker. I don't know if it's switched front or what. But it's straight wide of it working. He said, but nigga, you need anything, just let me know. I think we pretty much got everything in here.
Man,
you know,
that's all
we got. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
That's what you call.
A drag race, man. We show love, man.
Yeah.
If I got
yeah.
it, you got it, man. Because I want to see you go. That's
that
it.
Man could have said, well, whatever, you know, kid said, whatever. Yeah. But he looked out for me. You know what I'm saying? He tried his best to help me get something going, find out what was going on. Absolutely.
Say that it's not always about the money, man.
Good sportsmanship.
It's about the chase. The chasing
yeah.
that dream, going down that third. I mean, y'all go down to 660, man. That's what
oh,
it's
yeah.
about.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
about. So you know it is what it is, man. Enjoy yourself, man. And man, if
yeah.
you got something or I got something or somebody else got something you need, man, here, go ahead and use it, man. Ain't no problem. I get another one.
Yeah,
ain't
yeah, yeah.
Long as one of them, that's all that counts, man. I seen guys take motors out of cars and put in other folks' cars, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to tell you like that. Now don't read that, yeah, boy. Because Romeo,
Hold on a second, Kelly. I'm still at work. Put that GMC behind that Altima in the front. Make sure it locked up. Put it behind there if you don't mind. Make sure the door locked on. Yeah, we still working, Kelly. That really, on my cell phone trying to do the show. That way I tell you. Again, if you want to say something, I can't look at the phone. I can see you on the phone, but you got to call me on my cell phone. I can't open up no mic on the cell phone. I don't know how to do it. It won't let me do it like on the computer. So you want to talk to me, speak on the show, it's 706-773-0599. 706-773-0599. That'll be my number. You can call me.
Nothing they're talking about next week, but we're going to be taking up donations for the banquet. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's the first or second weekend in February. Might be the first weekend, if I'm not sure, but you'll be hearing a lot about that on, I guess, some of the other radio shows.
Yeah, the dog said something about it tonight, I think he did, but he didn't get a chance to really see him.
Yeah, he was, and Jay was on talking, everybody was on Nation talking about it, so, and they said something that made a lot of sense to me. He said, you got all these racetracks, you got all these promoters, it really shouldn't be an issue for a racetrack or a promoter to put up $500, but even they put up $200, I mean, this should be able to cover the banquet. I mean, these racetracks want us at these racetracks. The promoters want us there also. If a promoter gave $50 a month for 10 months, that's $500. And some promoters do more than one event a month. So if a racetrack put up $50 a month for 10 months.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Oh yeah, that would be something nice.
But you know, if people want you at your racetrack, it shouldn't be a problem. The banquet is for the racers. It ain't for nobody's pocket. It's all for the racers and acknowledging what racers came to everybody all throughout the year. You know, when you're at home and you glued to your phone or to the computer trying to see what's going on at the racetrack, you know, and people that's out there racing. That I mean. They're entertaining, but it costs a lot of money to haul these cars to these racetracks, up and down these roads, getting them ready and getting them worked on and paying your tuna and paying. Listen, man, it's very expensive.
Yeah, it is. Very, very, very.
So, I mean, I think the banquet is great because it always is geared for the races and you get back to the race. And, you know, fans can come to the banquet and we always have a real good turnout. I've attended every banquet since we've been doing it, so I don't plan to miss this one either, but every one of them has been a real good experience. And most time, once you experience one time, you'll be wanting to come back every year, but it is for the races and it's a way to give back. And everybody, you know, get a chance to acknowledge and see people get their awards. So
get the key and let the door down.
Next week we'll probably be putting up information where people can donate. I think they already have that. I think you can actually, you can give money to Dog, and Dog can PayPal it directly straight to, I guess, the banquet fund if you want to do it through Dog. But next week we'll, this week and next week you'll, will be, information will be given out for people wanting to donate to the bank.
Also, on top of that, that's a good thing that he got, that he threw it out. But I think we need another little small donation too, BJ. We got a racing brother that's in need right now. I forgot about that, to mention that.
Okay.
He kind of, you know, under the weather right now, and he's going through a lot. And in the hospital, he was as of yesterday. I think he might have got out today. So if all y'all that, you know, can donate, you can contact Willie Dog or Jay Bond, me or DJ, and get his medicine. I don't know if we can afford the medicine right now, or even if we feel like getting up going to get it. So his name is Johnny, and AKA Real Tree. He needs some preparation aid, and I don't know if he can feel like going home or if he feel like going to get it. So.
Breaking news, Butt Naked. I already sent him. I sent him two cases, man. They had put it on the app, man. I'm already here. I sent it to him already.
You sent a long tip. You sent a long tip or the short tip?
Hey, I sent him the long tip, man, because hey, you put it up in a spot, man. You put skid marks all around him, baby. Like a big A. I'm on mute.
You had me go. I thought you were talking about somebody for real. I'm waiting for you to tell me.
I ain't talking about somebody for real.
Hey, DJ.
I'm getting a phone call from North Carolina right now. I'm sure this is probably him. Hold on.
I hear that background noise. That means like, let me do down them. Make it work. Trying to get it in. Let me get that for you. Kelly.
Yes, sir.
Kelly, you got back home, man. How long took you? 13 or 18 hours?
Oh, man. I'm just not getting back. I had to go back to Texas and pick my truck up, man.
Oh, okay.
They was looking for me.
Okay.
Like, they want me to sit down there in that hotel, man. I ain't sitting down in no hotel by myself. I got to get out. Got to get out. I wanted to see some races, man.
Oh, yeah.
Show up and show out. So that's what I had to do.
Oh, okay. Not a problem.
Hey, it was worth that little static they was talking about, though. It was
okay.
Worth it. It was worth it. Hey, I got to see that Mustang make a clean pass, D. That Mustang came trailer and got put them funky draws in his face, boy.
Yeah. I give him props. You know, I know he felt like he was a fucking bully to me, and then I was nicking it off beneath him when it come to racing. That's what he felt like. That's what I'm talking about, shit. That man gave me a hard time, man.
Yes, sir.
He really thought he deserved him award, and, you know, them belt that time. But hey, it is what it is. The voters voted. He had a lot of class races and shootouts. He didn't do no grid racing when I was grid racing, you know, real hard. That was that rule. But I want to say this also. That's why I'm a champ. That's why I do what I do. I demolish motherfuckers. Oh, yeah. And it's a proven fact. He see it now.
Hey, but
now he know where I know. That I'm a bad motherfucker.
Right.
gonna go by house when I leave here and stop by there. Yeah, Kellek, I'll get with you in the morning. He's coming about 10. Yeah, Kellek, we had a wonderful time down there, though, man. I've seen a lot of good races. I've seen a lot of good people. Had a lot of good food. Everybody was cooking. You know, it was great down there. I loved it. That's what I like. That's what I like about that right now.
Oh, yeah, I had a good time, man. I had a good time, man.
But I'll tell you something that I heard about, and I saw it from a distance. That damn fight that broke out down there. They need to quit that bullshit. It was about nothing. About who weighed the most. That's some bullshit. Two men talking about who weighed the most between them two. And now how that fight got two black men. Then it broke out into like 15, 20 people fight.
Yeah.
Then one man hit the girl in the head with a goddamn bottle. Bust over. Cut up real bad. That shit was stupid, man.
That was something else.
Over nothing.
Nope.
All them kids there, there ain't no play for no shit like that. Keep that shit at home, man. Everybody want to go home and you know, enjoy their family. Somebody want to go home or not go home or go home banished up. That's some bullshit. What they did, about some who weighed more than that? One man stepped the money out the other man's hand, so I won because I weigh more than you. How the hell he could tell he ain't have no fucking scales to stand on? So the man walks up in the trailer, snatch your money back from him. And when he turned it back and walked out, the other four men jumped. I'm like, what kind of shit is this? That's what they was. Now, my car right there where the fight was, my car and another car, and another, it was three cars right there. Now I know what happened because my crew was telling me what the fuck happened. I'm like, wow, they following for red car, they bent one man wing, head wing off. It bent down, you know that. People got a lot of money in these goddamn cars, man. For you to be goddamn tripping and falling on their shit. Hell yeah. Unreal.
Yeah, that right there was just crazy, man. That didn't make no sense.
None whatsoever.
Somebody could have got seriously hurt, man.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 110%. Foolishness. What the hell is DJ? What the hell are you doing? DJ, what the hell you keep going on mute for? What you doing, boy?
DJ hiding in the bushes trying to get them nuts out of his mouth. No!
Hey, what a midget was it, man? He ain't right there on the midget with you, bitch.
Hey, it's like this here, butt naked. I couldn't bring him because I was working.
Oh, okay,
so,
okay.
I wasn't supposed to be there.
Oh, okay, I got you.
So, you know, hey, I got down there. I enjoy myself. That's all that counts.
Oh, yeah. I enjoy myself, too, man. I enjoy myself. I had a wonderful time.
Man, we had some great weather, boy. That weather there, boy. Didn't want to come home, boy.
Oh, yeah, a real night down there now. Don't get me wrong.
Yes, sir.
Real night.
It says something in itself.
Hey, that's different between being up north and down south, ain't it? That goddamn weather. But they couldn't give me a house down there in Florida. Man, all them goddamn tornadoes and hurricanes they be having down there. And tropical storms and shit. Fuck that. They can have all of that. They would have given me a free house. I wouldn't go down there.
Mm-hmm.
That shit's scary, boy.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, fellas, like I said, I can't see you guys. You got your hands up. If you want to speak to me or say something to the crew, you know, you got to call me on my cell phone call. I can see you if you got your hand up, but I can't open your mic. Let me rephrase that. I cannot open your mic due to the fact that, you know, I'm on this cell phone of mine because I was at work trying to make that dollar. You know, that little money I want for real estate ain't enough to pay the bills. So I'm working a little late today, and if you want to speak, you got to call me, 706-773-0599, 706-773-0599, if you'd like to tell a couple of words or just say hello to the people's on and then listening. It's up to you guys. I can't see you now. I had a computer up on my phone, that's it. Oh, yeah. Kelly, what was the most exciting race that you saw? The most top three that you can name now?
the top three was, well, all of them was exciting to me because I was smelling some rubber and race gas.
I agree. I concur.
I smelled all that cologne, boy. That cologne was like, you know what, yay, yay, bang, bang. But that was, I met Hannibal, and he made a clean pass. But the exciting pass I seen, that was Lil Tony and Puerto Rican Pete, just for them two brothers just to go through there, man, and just show up and show out for the North, man. That was exciting for me. And then I seen, who was this other guy's car? The one that had the Nova. He raced somebody. I don't know all those guys' names down there. All of it was exciting to me, bro. Like I say, just the smell of gas, just to be there. That was exciting for me.
Okay. Yeah, just to meet all the different people and everything. That was exciting to me, too.
Yeah, just to meet those guys, man, and see how those guys got the love for the game, for the sport, man, for drag racing, man.
Yeah.
Man, those guys, dude, you know, Whit, he went down through there, and he got by Squeak. That's all I'm going to say. He got by Squeak. He had a rabbit foot.
Yeah. It was good to put a face with the names. I hear a lot of names on this show and on the other shows. And a lot of guys came up and introduced themselves. I had no idea, you know, what they looked like. And, you know, but now I got a face, you know, with most of the names now. And that makes a difference. Now, I'm glad, you know, the politics with them for a while.
Yeah, now the ruler, that guy, that's a bad Nova. I think that's the guy that had the orange Nova. Is that the ruler?
Yeah, that's the ruler.
Yeah. That guy, he got a pretty fast car, man.
He got a nine piece. I like that.
Yeah, he got it, but he wouldn't get little Tony that get back. Hey, I was sorry he wanted to get the get back.
Who you talking about? The ruler?
Yeah.
He little Tony wanted to run it back.
Yeah.
Little Tony told him, come on, let's go. And he told them, hold on. And then they put him off the Saturday, and they still didn't run. They put him off the Sunday, still didn't run. I think if anybody, he should have ran.
I didn't know that. I didn't know they put him off.
They put him off. They shouldn't have put him off now. Hey, now, if you say you bad, you're supposed to be able to put that CIC to the case back on their back.
They did all that advertising. He cut it off on them. Staying in the little boy place and all that old mess. Yeah, man. When you talk about that, that means you shouldn't have no problem going back.
But see, this is what I noticed about a lot of guys that race.
Uh-huh.
If they win and they know they shouldn't have won something, they ain't finna give you no get back. They not finna do that. They gonna make you wear that one. They gonna make you wear it. You might wear it for 2 years before you get it.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, that's how it is, man.
If I'm up and I feel like I can get wet, or my car doing what it needs to do and I feel good, shit, you can get half of that back. I'm already up. You can get half of that back.
You one in a million. Tony Bynum, the prime example. Tony Bynum got up there, man. That Tony Bynum, something about the fuel pump. He got the fuel pump. I'm out of gas. Man, I was on the flow, boy. I was on the flow. He had the same problem when he put the gas back in the car that he had when he said it didn't have no gas in it. I'm like, man, he showed up. He got up there. I guess that's what it was about. Hey,
man,
he didn't want
the
trouble.
That's all.
They said
when the gas was coming.
Yeah, he said he ran out of gas up at the start. Like, he did a burnout, got up there, stayed, tried to put the car in the bin. The car that car died. But see, if you got a car, if you own a race car, you know how to play with that trigger. That's all I got to say. That's all. He want their troubles. He didn't want their troubles. He had to bow gracefully. He had to do like Elvis. He had to lead a building. That's all I can say. But it was all good, man. It was a lot of racing, man. Those guys went back to back. All those guys deserve a standing ovation. They did a great job, man. They did a great job. They did a great job. All those guys. And when no big eyes, no little youth, all of them was tall to me. Like I said, just making the trip down there, man.
Man, everybody had 24 cars in that shootout. Tell me, that Sunday, 24 cars in the fucking shootout. Who ended up winning the shootout? Do you know?
Well, they called, I guess, the top five up there, and Dog had them up there. I was leaving, man. It started raining.
Oh, did it? Okay.
That's how come they didn't finish it, because it started raining.
Okay.
So I guess
we went ahead and left. We had left. When I looked up, it was 7:25 when I was getting on East Colonial. It was 7:25. We got to get up this road, man. Then I fucked around and had a blowout. I blew two tires at one time in the back on the same side. I like, how in the hell is that possible? Then one of my buddies told me, said, man, were you riding that third lane up in, just about out of Florida almost? I went just about out of Florida. He said, it was about an hour and a half, about two more hours out of Florida before you get out of Florida. Something like that. He said, man, it was a piece of iron in that damn third lane. It was like a piece of steel. So it was brown. And another lady hit it that day, because they left that morning, about 8-something. And he said, another lady, he dodged it, another lady hit it and blew her tires out. I don't know what the fuck that was, man. That shit blew both of my tires. No, my hip on, fucked my rims up, and knocked my lights out. When I was coming back from down there, tore my motherfucking truck up.
Tore my truck up, man. Did you do the hip off?
It tore the hip off, bent the bed, bent the rod. Man, that's something tore my truck up back there. See, it said, I was riding, and it was a car got over in front of me. I got over as I was getting over. You know, you be changing lane. And she said, boom! I'm like, what the fuck that was? I ain't never had a blowout in life, ever. I'm still riding. I don't know what the fuck that was. I thought I'm going on my turbo. I lit up off the gate, got back down on it. I'm riding like a motherfucker. I look in the mirror, I ain't seen nothing, I'm just riding. All of a sudden, the light went out on the trailer. What the fuck going on with my trailer? I seen it. What the fuck going on? Then all of a sudden, that's something went to swaying. What the fuck? Then I told him, I'm up in the jackknife. Like, I'm running 80 miles an hour. Goddamn, what the hell? I'm over in the left lane, in the fast lane. I went all the goddamn lane to get over. What the hell? I pulled over, ain't nothing on the tire. Nothing on the goddamn tire. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Along with me, boy. I didn't wreck. I didn't hurt nobody. You know?
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. I got over and I said, shit. It was a good thing I got them battery snap-on goddamn impact wrenches. I let the trail up and down.
Good report. I don't leave home without them.
Yeah, I let that trailer up in the after truck. Got the jack out, jacked the truck up on one side. And Coor Gate called me and was all right, because somebody called him and told him. I said, I hope this damn thing hold up on that one spell. I put that one spell on that motherfucker and came on in.
Yeah, one tire on one side in the back.
Yeah, I put one tire on in the back. That's about.
Yeah.
Man, so dog, I'm showing no exit, man. Shit, I said, let me get the fuck out of the exit before somebody try to rob. I handed dog, ain't nobody, about four trucks out there, ain't no gas station open or nothing. I went on up a few more exits and got some digs, and then I said, shit, they ain't have no fuses. I had to find out what fuse would blow, because them wires touch when it snapped. It snapped the wires a little. Shit, I finally found it and picked that shit up, and I got me some lights again.
That's crazy. You got to check it out. I know yours blew out because some in the road, but you got to keep an eye on them tires. I ain't going to tell you. I remember I was coming out of Montgomery, live action. They was behind me, and they do. We hauling that coming up 85. And We ran, I heard something go, ka-ba-boom. Thought I ran over something in the front. I called them. I said, hey, what the hell I ran over in the middle of the road? He said, I don't know what the hell you think you might have ran over in the front, but you might want to look out the right side, look out the rearview mirror. Man, my outside tire, one of the tires blew out on the inside of the outside and took the whole damn dually hip off.
God, really? Took my whole hip off. You know, I just painted my motherfucking truck.
I know you did. Oh, dang, when you said you missed that. Hey, you just painted that damn truck.
I just painted the truck, put the new hips on that. That hip called me $1,100 motherfucking dollar for one.
Yeah.
No, man, not including no clip, no screw, no bracket.
Look, don't remind me, because the other day bagging the trailer, and man, I cut the heck out of my hip on my truck. I was so mad at myself, man, I ain't know what to do.
Like, wow, man, this shit is crazy. But it is what it is. I'm glad, you know, we didn't have no wreck, nobody didn't get hurt, and we got a chance. You know, it started to rain. Don't let it rain on me. Don't let it rain on me. I can get these tires changed. And I got a chain. I got one on the road.
How far are you from home when it happened?
I was in Gainesville, man. I'm in Gainesville, Florida.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm still way down there.
You came alone and pulling that big heavy trailer.
Yep.
Well, good Lord with you, brother.
Yeah, he was. Yes, he was.
Yes,
I'm glad he was.
Well, I'm glad you made it back safely, boss.
Oh, yeah.
But, I think with all things being said, it seemed like grudge racing as a whole is going in the... It's kind of going in the right direction. I mean, we're always going to have a few bumps in the road. But that race down there, every year seems to be getting bigger and bigger. I hate I missed it. I hadn't missed it this first year. I've missed it in the last 3 years. So, but I know this is probably one of the biggest ones they've had. And I look for next year to get even bigger. So, and I think this 2016 race season is going to be even bigger, because a lot of cars kind of came out toward the end of the year. And it's a lot of cars I think that's going to be debuting toward the first part of the year. So I think it's going to be a lot of it. It ain't that many people that's down. Ain't that many people that don't have oil pressure. So I think it's going to bring for a lot of action early, you know, coming out in 2016. So I think it's going to be a heck of a year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be nice. I hope it do. Oh, yeah. Well, fellas.
Nice race up in Huntsville, I think.
Who got what that is in?
Tate.
Okay.
Kanye Tate. I think it's in May. Yeah. It's a nice race.
Okay.
Well, yeah. I don't know what else on your mind, boss.
Well, Bone Man, I got a whole lot on my mind. I just want to speak my piece about that doggone real tree. And, you know, I wouldn't be on him so hard, but he gave me a hard goddamn time. Everybody know he kicked me in the neck, kicked me in the eye, everything when I got them belts and them blanks.
You got to be the dick, because if the tail would turn, boy, you know you would again.
I'm talking about right now, Steve. They had me on their show. They did a special show for me. They did a special show just for me called Law of the Real Tree. But let me tell you something. I called Dog and I couldn't get on the show Monday. I couldn't get on the show Tuesday. I even called him and everything. I'm talking to him. You know, he still ain't got me on that show yet. But let that would have been me. They got me on that goddamn show then. But I got my head handed to me. That's bullshit. But you know, the good Lord don't work like man. He fixed it for me to win, you know, and do my thing, and so I can shine. I thank them every day since it happened. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
The good thing is, it looked like everybody was safe and didn't have Nobody got hurt this weekend. That's the biggest thing. With all those people and all those cars, it looked like they had you know, I think they had some one little incident with some little girl or something, or the guy and the girl fighting or something. I don't know, but.
We talked about that. You were gone somewhere. We talked about that 2 hours ago. You were gone somewhere. Some guy hit the lady with a bottle.
Yeah.
You know, she was trying to help her man out. You know, 4 guys jumped her man out there. About one guy slapped the money out of his hand, said he won because he weighed more than the other man. It was about who weighed the most, DJ. 2 men were arguing about who weighed the most. They were betting. That's what it was about.
People got in the bed. I'm going to say it was about people got to know how to hold their liquor, man. They got to, you know, ain't nothing wrong with having some fun, but you got the craziest things can come off the simplest. I mean, the stupidest and simplest little things, how some can kick off.
Exactly. I agree.
But it kind of surrounds by that happy-go-lucky juice a lot of people like to drink on.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
That's what it is. Well, like I said, glad everybody made it back home safely, and nobody was really hurt or nothing, you know, this weekend racing. So, all in all, it was a good weekend for racing, for grudge racing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd like to thank everybody that came out and the one that wanted to come out and couldn't due to illness or finances. I mean, you know, yeah, good intentions.
Didn't make it work. Work would not allow me to go. I had some, and the crazy thing is if I probably could have gone, but, you know, the same thing I was dealing with then, I'm still dealing with now, so, but hey, it is what it is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, DJ, go ahead,
Kelly. I got one thing to say to DJ.
Yes.
Hey, DJ, check it out. I want you to remember this. I said this to you. You got the back tie and the clip going back. I'm on you.
I am gonna hold you to the Cadillac.
I'm right.
Hey, I'm gonna put going back. Let me see
back.
If you can hold it in the road going back. You got that.
I'm going. I might have to pay the fuck out.
All right. Hey, that's all right.
We appreciate everybody calling in. Like I said, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. If we don't hear from nobody else next week or whatever, it is what it is. We appreciate everybody calling in to the DJ Brandon Butt Naked Grudge Eat Radio Show.
With that being said, fuck real treat. Have a good night.
Yeah.